I'll give you a good example. My dad is a very evangelical Christian, extremely religious, and he does not believe that that humans evolved from a common ancestor with apes. And or you know with we he doesn't believe we're in any way related to any other form of life on Earth where we just happen to look that way, right? And I've showed him various evidences for human evolution in various different forms, physiological evidence and DNA evidence and all this kind of stuff. And just recently, the other day, I was listening to a book called Why Evolution is True, the audiobook. I guess I've listened to a lot of audiobooks, but he presented a single piece of evidence that, to me, you don't even need anything else, and there's no way you can say that human evolution is not a fact. And that was the concept of endogenous retroviral junk DNA. And I don't know if you're familiar with this idea, but basically it states that when we get a virus, the virus injects a portion of its own DNA into ours. And if it injects its DNA into a critical cell, like a stem cell that continues to replicate, then that viral DNA becomes a part of our own DNA, and it might not do anything at all, right? It might just be this junk DNA that doesn't even affect us at all. It's just this little line of code basically inserted into ours that doesn't do anything. But if it replicates and gets passed on to future generations, then we can show exactly where, at what point in history this endogenous retrovirus was inserted, and we can compare between branches of species that share the same endogenous retroviral DNA. And if you look at chimpanzees and humans, we have giant sections of the exact same portions of retroviral DNA, which could have only gotten there if a common ancestor was infected by a virus. Because there's no way that this junk DNA would be identical between chimpanzees and humans unless at one point we shared a single common ancestor that was infected with this virus. So, and there is no other possible explanation unless you think that through random mutations of micro DNA changes through generations that we happen to have the exact same set as chimpanzees, you know? And, I tell my dad that, and he's just like, well, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't prove that God doesn't exist. Like, so he's not even willing to concede that what I'm saying is true. All he'll say is that even if it was true, which he doesn't think it is still, that it still doesn't disprove God. And to me, when you get to that point in a discussion with a believer, then the discussion's pretty much over because they're not willing to even look at the evidence. And if you're not willing to look at the evidence, you'll never understand why I hold the beliefs I do. So.